are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So the gifts of the Spirit, also known as spiritual gifts, are special abilities, empowerments, and manifestations given by the Holy Spirit to believers. These gifts are outlined in various passages in the New Testament, particularly in the writings of the Apostle Paul. So we are joined once again by my pastor, Elder. I'm going to get it right. Elder Jonathan Yamba, to speak about all things, you know, this gift. My Elder, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sissy. I'm well, and how are you?
I am good. You know, I've learned how to greet in, I think it's in Chewa, right? But I have a question.
Okay.
What is the Holy Spirit in your language?
The Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Umupashi wa mushilo.
Umupashi mushilo.
Yes, you're almost there.
I'm learning, you know, because most of the time, you know, when we're speaking, I'm always saying moyo ngwele, which is Zulu. I think it also goes to Xhosa and well, but I'm like, no, man, I must learn another language so that when I refer to the Holy Spirit in a different language, you know, I cover everyone else. But yeah, I'm going to remember it. Now it's gone. I will make sure I will find a way. So thank you so much, my Elder, for joining us once again. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Shall we? Our Father and our God in heaven, we humble ourselves before your presence this morning one more time to thank you for the privilege and blessing to learn more of your greatness and your power. You reveal to us, O God, yourself in many ways. This morning, Lord, as we discuss one more aspect of learning more about the power of the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, and how he empowers the church, the gift of the Holy, I mean the gift of that is given to us, the spiritual gift. I pray that lead us in our conversation, that whatsoever it is that we will share this morning, it will build and edify to the glory and honor of your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Mdala, looking at all things spiritual gifts, and I love how this conversation, you know, is progressing regarding the Holy Spirit. So how would you now define spiritual gifts, you know, and why are they considered essential in a Christian's life and also in the church as a whole?
A mouthful question. Let me start from the way you were trying to explain the Holy Spirit from a Zulu perspective. I think you spoke of umoyo, and the last word I'm struggling to.
Yes.
So that clearly can show that there are two words joined together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an aspect of the Holy, there's an aspect of the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and this Spirit is holy. You get it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk of spiritual gifts, from a biblical point of view, what are these gifts? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are many gifts. Language is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And other gifts, we acquire them from learning. Other gifts, we acquire them from our parents. Others from studying. And so they are simply abilities that are given to us by God to accomplish his work, to participate in the mission.
Mm.
Now, once we talk about the spiritual gifts, because these are freely given, we've got to receive the Spirit of the Lord in order for our gifts, our abilities now to be used to the will of God, because our will is now subject to the will of God, and therefore what we want to do will bring glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, quickly, I would say, remember the Jesus, what he said in Matthew 25, verse 14 and 15, about a man who was traveling, and he called his servants, and he gave them according to their abilities. Okay? So the spiritual gifts are gifts that are given. These could be natural. These could be acquired or lent, if you like. And all these must be used in the service of the Lord. Okay? So later on, like you have said, we're going to refer to what these gifts are. Mm-hmm. But remember what Jesus himself said. Yes. If ye men that are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who will do what? Who will ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in a nutshell, that would be how we would look at spiritual gifts.
So in case someone is listening to us, my elder, they're like, okay, you are hearing, you're speaking about spiritual gifts, you're speaking about the Holy Spirit. Do we have any way in the Bible where we can go and say, ha, you see, here, this is where the gifts were disseminated, some of them. Where in the Bible now would we say, this is where we get to hear about the gifts being given?
So when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from this one, you're going to begin, you will see there Paul addressing the aspect of the, it's one of the chapters. He says, in fact, he opens by saying, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning the gifts, because there will be so many things that are going to be said. And you notice that there he begins to explain how the gifts, the manifestation of the spiritual gift is given to everybody, for, and the purpose is given. They are granted to so that the church may be what? Edified. They are granted for everyone to grow in perfection. In Ephesians chapter 4 also, verse 8, you're going to find the gifts being talked about. Then you jump to verse 11 to 13, you will find them. So, but basically when you go to, if, when you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 4 to verse 10, you will find them listed there. In fact, the Bible says, now they are diverse, the diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And then he begins to enlist some of them. Administration. Okay. You will hear the Bible talk about, prophecy, wisdom, and knowledge, and tongues, and many others listed there. That so one would identify themselves with the with what is being enlisted there.
So how what is the role now of the Holy Spirit in those gifts that you have mentioned now, my elder, in distributing them? Is the Holy Spirit who chooses that? You are fit for having the gift of tongues. And then it's like, yeah, take my daughter. Or there is a way in which the Holy Spirit, you know, is involved in terms of the distribution.
So you see, like we earlier said, what is happening first is the reception of the Holy Spirit in my life.
Yeah.
Now, I already have got talents that I have, they are natural. Okay, my abilities, those are natural. I also have learned from observation and so on from my parents and from my society. And I have also studied certain things. So all these gifts that I have combined will now position me in a particular way that when the Holy Spirit, for example, when you talk about the gift of wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. I mean, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, isn't it? And so you would expect that everyone who fears the Lord is supposed to be wise. But yet there are some people in our society who, because they have enhanced that ability to analyze things and they have learned from their society, from their exposure, we run to them for wisdom. Mm. We run to them and ask for wise words. Others, it's faith. Others, it's the gift of healing. It's working miracles. It's prophecy. It's the controversial gift of tongues, and the like. So I believe the starting point is there. Once in a church, I remember in our church, we had a spiritual gift assessment where different need a different talents, you know, or you take an assessment of the abilities of the brethren in church, brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. on what God has given them. They are spiritual gifts because they are being used for the mission of the Lord. Mm. So I am gifted at interpretation, or so those are the language, those are tongues.
Yes.
Okay. But coupled with that, I other than me interpreting from one language to the other, God has gifted me with maybe a leadership. Mm. So I'm good in administration. So, but that doesn't mean that those are the only people who are going to be elders and deacons and so on. So it begins with what I already have, and then from there we are comfortable to use those gifts in the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit is going to work with me because my will, my abilities, I have surrendered them to God, and those He will use. So even I think it must be, I read it in Christ Object Lesson.
Mm.
I think somewhere Ellen White speaks, the spirit of prophecy speaks of the fact that the talents that Christ represents on the church or mm-hmm. entrusts with the church are gifts gifts and blessings that are imparted by the Holy Spirit. So if I have a gift of tongue, yes, a person who has a talent, just natural talent, what's mm-hmm. the difference with a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift, it's a natural talent, but imparted by the Holy Spirit so that it is for the dispensation of the gospel. So yes, the Holy Spirit is involved in the giving and also using what already we have as natural, but leading them to a point where they are for the edification and also for the dispensation of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. So seeing these gifts, my elder, and we're looking at the body of Christ, right? And we are different, and the gifts are different as well. Do these gifts now work together for the good of the body of Christ? You know, because sometimes they are in certain, I won't mention which churches, I'm just going to speak generally. There are people that are like, no, but we have seen prophets being, you know, being elevated more than, for example, pastors, ordinary pastors, you know. We've seen that the singers, they are much more respected and whatever in church than the ushers, if they are ushers, or the car guards, people, you know, guarding the cars and everything else. But there's another argument that no, all the gifts, they work together for the betterment of the church. Is that what they are supposed to do, this spiritual gift?
Yes, like you have rightly put it, there is no gift which is above the other, mm-hmm. except the way we treat things ourselves as children of God, because of the lack of understanding why God gives these gifts, and our perception, our thoughts of God are too human.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we bring those same defects in our understanding, even to try and employ them to spiritual things.
Mm.
You're going to see that the preacher will be elevated more than the usher.
Mm.
And so if I was serving as an elder this year, and then I'm requested to serve as an usher the following year, I'll think, What are you thinking of me?
Why did I do?
Mean, why would you demote me? Okay, what did I do wrong?
Yes.
Okay, so it is because we think that the same way we approach the world with a corporate mind, that is what, without knowing that Christ Jesus himself is the chief usher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly, when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in fact, chapter 12, verse 31,
mm-hmm.
it actually, the Bible there says that if there is a gift which is most important, which we must covet, it is actually the gift of charity, the gift of love.
Mm.
It is not the gift of prophecy. It's not the gift of preaching. It's not the gift of speaking in tongues. It is the gift of love.
Mm.
And if you look at this gift, it is a gift that is, that you could almost say it's universal.
Mm.
Okay? So if there should be one who must be the greatest, it is one who loves and is loved.
Mm.
I read somewhere that you are successful if you are loved by the children.
Mm.
In other words, if you are so kind, the Spirit of the Lord fills you so much that of all your gifts, you exploit the gift of love to express that love.
Mm.
You are actually a blessed person.
Do we have misconceptions and misunderstandings about spiritual gifts that, for example, you, my elder, have encountered in the church, or you have seen, like, that is not right, you know, that is not true, that is not what the spiritual gifts are? Because there are things that, for example, even the elevation part of it, it is a misconception for some, and some they have interpreted it wrong, etc. But have you seen some common misconceptions and misunderstanding when it comes to the spiritual gifts?
Yes, I think that some of the ones that I've encountered involve, for example, the gift of, first of all, the misconception is the one that we have just been speaking to, elevating one gift over the other, and therefore, and also abusing gifts. Okay, so you have the gift of, you have a gift of probably ministering or preaching, and then you begin to now take it, transfer it. You'll transfer the same zenith and the ability God has given you into other spheres of life, maybe that are going to misrepresent God, okay? And the others also could be, especially like the common one, is the abuse of the gift of tongues. You've heard how people argue and say that they're mumbling and they're talking about things that nobody understands, and they call that the gift of tongues.
Yes.
That it's a language of angels, and you can take long in trying to clarify that. Others will take a direction of arguing, but remember, Christ was never was an argumentative person. So where we get that spirit of argumentativeness, nobody knows. But what we need to do is to clarify from what is written. It is clear in the Bible. When you go to Acts chapter 2, verse 7 to 11, the scriptures are very clear that if you're going to speak in tongues, also First Corinthians chapter 14, I think it must be around verse 9 there. The Bible is also very clear that if you are to speak in tongues, it must be tongues that can be understood. Speak in tongues that all may hear, that the church would understand the voice of him that is teaching. So basically, those misconceptions can be cleared from what the Bible says. So those are just but a few of those. But generally, the misconception, the other misconception that is there, is differentiating between my innate ability. Okay? Somebody asked me a question some time back and said, I am a gifted footballer. Is playing football a spiritual gift? So I said, this one is now tough. Because if you're going to bring football, that talent of playing football, and you say it is also a spiritual gift, some of them you leave them out. You don't say much. Why? Because they are called spiritual gifts.
Yeah.
Given by the Holy Spirit for the work that is spiritual. So it's, you cannot bring everything that you can do and you want to fit in that work to imply God is the one who is giving. I wouldn't want to open a Pandora's box because some footballer somewhere can say, look, but I can play football to the glory of God.
Yes, so to edify the body.
I mean, let's leave that one alone. So true indeed, there are misconceptions, and the best clarity we get is to just check back. Is this, like 1 Corinthians says, verse 10, is this to the glory of God? Yes. Has it been given by the Holy Spirit? And if it's a gift given by the Holy Spirit, what is the purpose of this gift? The purpose is for the gospel dispensation.
Yes.
The purpose is to edify the church. And so if it will not be one which will edify, but would rather bring self and will not, will shift the glory from God, it is not a spiritual gift. It is a gift, yes, but it is not a spiritual gift.
Mm-hmm. There is a question here, my elder, before I let you go. One of our listeners is asking, is love a gift or a fruit of the Spirit?
Well, that's a very deep question. Deep because love is the fruit of the Spirit, as mm-hmm. the Bible says it. Mm-hmm. But you will also read in the Bible, like I mentioned already, mm. that 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31 says the following. Mm. But covet earnestly the best gifts, mm. and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. Okay? Mm. Now, when Paul is talking about this gift, and he says the best of these, the more excellent way, then when you jump to chapter 13, verse 13, Paul summarizes and says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. Of these, the greatest of these is charity or love. So it is not meant to confuse us when the gift, but between the gift and the fruit of the Spirit, because it is the Holy Spirit who is giving. He is the one who is bestowing. So if it is the fruit is more of an outcome. The fruit is more of something that has naturally come out as a result of what is already being planted. Okay, a tree, mm. a mango tree will naturally yield mango fruits. Okay, so the use of a gift in that way may bring a problem in understanding, because a gift is something that has been naturally, that is not what is expected, but then you have got what you are now been given. So whichever way we look at the wording, the love comes from God. Mm-hmm. It is God who gives us that ability to love one another, because he himself is love. Mm. Naturally, we are incapable to love. So if we have the Spirit, we have received the Spirit will give us the fruit. The outworking of the Spirit in us is that we'll yield. What will come out of us is the ability to love the unlovable. And so wisdom fails me whether to answer directly and say love is a spiritual gift and it's not the fruit of the Spirit. But in my view, I would say that it is bestowed by the Spirit of God. And because it is bestowed, gifts are bestowed by the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit is as a result of me having the Spirit. So in that sense, we would still be around talking about the same thing and what result we are going to get. So the issue is that the love that we'll exhibit, it will be as a result of the Spirit in me. He is able to gift me, and I'm able to share that uncommon and unique love.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, my elder. I believe that the person is answered. Our listener is answered there. So thank you so much for coming through and clarifying that one. I'm going to ask once again that please do pray for us as we end.
Loving and living God in the heavens most high, this morning, one more time, we want to thank you most sincerely for the privilege and blessing to listen to your word and also learn more. Our Father and our God, this a gift of the Spirit. Father, we have abilities that you've given us. We have a will. But the moment, like the Spirit of prophecy says, the moment our will is lost in you, in fact, it becomes omnipotent, because you begin to use our ordinary will to do supernatural things, extraordinary things. And thereby, Lord, the gift of the Spirit may not be things that are outside of this world, but it is you, God, using common men to do things that the world will realize this could only have been because it is God working, and the purpose is to convey a message. It is like me, a Mambwe. I have never lived in Zululand. Today, to speak to people in Zululand, a language that nobody has taught me, and I interpret and speak to to them in Zulu that they may be able to understand in their native language. That would only have been bestowed upon me by the Spirit of God, and that is a spiritual gift. So I pray that, Lord, from wherever our listeners are following, give them the grace that they are going to stand up and participate in the work of the mission, whichever endowments you have given them, like those men, so that at the end of time, you are going to say, well done, ye good and faithful servant. And never to say like the other servant who buried and say, depart from me, I never knew you. We pray that God make us faithful as you have given unto all of us. It is required of every steward that they may be faithful. So help us that we may be faithful in discharging our spiritual gift to the glory and honor of your holy name. In the blessed name of Jesus, we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Niyabonga.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.